And so that's why, Fizzy My Peach, it's absolutely necessary for us to get some investors. There's just no way we can become Fizz and Eddie Coffee Shops, Inc., complete with multiple locations and a bakery to rival McGavin's, unless we look for outside investment.
Okay, I see your point, Eddie. But we've agreed to take it slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the family for now. I don't want a lot of people we don't even know having a say in how we run our business.
But why just the family? Why shouldn't everyone have an opportunity to invest in our fine venture? Let's list on the TSX. The more, the merrier.
I don't think that's a very good idea, Eddie.
Whoa, slow down there a minute, Pop. I don't think we're quite ready for the TSX yet. For one thing, there are stringent listing requirements to meet, and they involve a lot of legal and accounting work.
Okay, you've sold me. I've had enough pencil pushing for a while. I'm gonna get on with it. Make my dreams happen.
But the most important reason we're not ready is that investors would not know what to make of us yet. We just don't have enough of a track record to attract investors that don't know us.
Well, I don't know Mr. Bombardier, and I still purchased his bonds.
True, Mom, but we know Mr. Bombardier's business well. It has a long track record and meets the strict reporting requirements. Not only that, but it's owned by a lot of different people, and that means the price is a consensus of a lot of knowledgeable investors. That gives us confidence that the price of the stock is a good price, that the market has correctly and accurately priced Bombardier. Fizz and Eddie Coffee Shops, Inc. wouldn't have that.
So we couldn't attract any investors?
I'm not saying that, Pop, but I am saying that a rational investor would have to recognize that there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding investing in Fizz and Eddie Coffee Shops, Inc. And uncertainty means risk to an investor.
Ooh, and we investors don't like risk.
It's not that we don't like risk, Fizz. It's just that we want to be compensated for the extra risk we take on. And more risk means we want more return. So that's why we want to keep it in the family for now. The family knows you guys and doesn't perceive the same level of risk as investors who don't know you.
Well, I know hospitality like the back of my hand, and anyone who knows me will recognize this is a veritable gold mine.
Good. So let's just issue shares to the kids then, Eddie. That way, we don't have any fixed interest costs like we would if we had bonds. If we make money, great, the kids will get a dividend. If we don't, well, then we still have a business.
Well, that sounds good to me, Fizz. The only thing is, I'd like to see Darcy and Alan with preferred shares. They're a little young to actually have a vote in how the business is run. Plus, they're still going to school, so they need to know how much to expect as a return. They need to know their dividends so they can budget.
We'll have a pretty difficult challenge raising enough money for expansion without some debt, Mom.
Well, debt is expensive. We have to pay those high interest charges.
Actually, Fizz, debt is one of the least expensive ways to raise money, as long as we do it in balance with our equity financing. Remember when we figured out how to value equity and debt, and we found out that our cost of equity was actually 21%? I know we only have to pay this cost if we make money, but that's the real cost. We should look for a balance, a great mix of debt and equity that will actually provide the lowest overall cost of raising all our money. That's what's known as an optimal capital structure in the finance world.
So it's settled? Auntie Dorcas, Uncle Albert, Cousin Walter, and Great Aunt Edna are all up for investing in the Fizz and Eddie Coffee Shops, Inc. No way I want all those codgers having a say. Let's set them up with the bonds we discussed and everybody will be happy.
Well, I guess so. Optimal capital structure includes debt, Polly? Are you sure?
Well, unfortunately, it really does.